This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship and Dating Advice channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jodi Ambrose, author of two relationship books, For Men, Sex, How to Get More of It, and its companion, For Women, Intimacy, How to Get More of It. Jodi, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to talk all about happiness and how to achieve it in your love life.
Well, we're ready to hear it, and I'm sure our listeners are ready as well. So first of all, what prompted you to write your relationship books, for starters?
You know, I've been really blessed throughout life to have, you know, amazing friends that for whatever reason just knew that I wasn't the judgmental type. And so people, strangers at the Walmart, best friends, acquaintances, have always told me kind of their deepest, darkest secrets. And it's amazing how much you learn if you just listen. And so I was helping a friend of mine with like 10 tips on how to make his new girlfriend happy because he was pulling out his hair. And I kind of just used all that experience over the years and kind of put together a quick little list for him, and it worked. And then everyone started emailing me, and finally I had someone say, Jodi, quit your job, go home, write a book. So I went home that weekend and I started it.
And you gotta love that. Are male-female relationship expectations really that different?
They really sincerely are. When it comes to the little things, when it comes to the big things, they are so similar. Everybody, when they're in a relationship, wants to be respected. Well, in a healthy relationship, let me qualify. In a healthy relationship, you want to be loved and respected and cherished and made to feel valued and like your opinion matters. And, you know, you're allowed to have different emotions. You're allowed to be mad if you're mad. You're allowed to be happy. It's allowed to be sad. So at the big, broad strokes, they're very similar. When it comes down to the day-to-day, the little things, it's like two different creatures.
You talk about three elements to a successful relationship being flatter, frolic, and feed. Can you explain how to incorporate these into a relationship?
I sure can. One of the things that I hear so often, mostly from women, but also from guys as well, I would say probably like 30-35% from guys, when it comes to the flattering part, is, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, oh, you're so beautiful and you're so handsome and all, you know, all these wonderful accolades that we pour all over people because we're so entranced by them and the, you know, the fire is burning brightly and so we want to keep that, you know, edge and that happiness going. And over time, that can tend to fade and women start feeling invisible, and so do men sometimes. They feel like while they might be in the same room with their love, they're not actually being seen by them. And so just something as simple as a few kind words, whether it's in the morning before he or she goes to work, or a little text that says, you look beautiful today, or my, I have the handsomest husband in the state, just little things like that. No money, just flatter them with a compliment, at least one a day, and you would be surprised the kind of intimacy that that maintains throughout the years. So that's kind of the flattery part. I'm happy to go into the other two pieces as well.
And I'm ready to hear that if you want to touch on that briefly.
Perfect. So the frolicking, of course, I'm talking about frolicking in a certain area of the house, the boudoir. While there are relationships that are not filled with lots of that type of physical intimacy, and, you know, they could do just fine. Maybe their priorities are elsewhere. For the most part, most couples really want to have that physical intimacy continue for years and years to come. And so when I use the word frolic, I kind of mean to keep it playful and to keep it light and to really have fun when you're having that kind of an intimate relationship. It doesn't always need to be serious. It doesn't always need to take 3 hours. It can be the kind of thing where you literally feel like you're just frolicking and being playful and maintaining that physical intimacy. So that is something that's so very important. And then the feed part is I also have a cookbook, which is seems like an odd offshoot from the two relationship books. But it was co-written by my husband and myself. And it was how we get along in the kitchen because he loves to cook. I despise it. So it's half recipes for people who love to cook and half recipes for people who hate to cook. And it's all about establishing balance in your relationship. So let the people do what they want to do when they want to do it. It's like when I don't want to cook, I don't have to. When he wants to, he loves to. And so it's really about being happy in all the different rooms in your house so that you always feel contented and loved and respected and cherished.
Well, I love it. Today we are with Jodi Ambrose, author of two relationship books for men, Sex, How to Get More of It, and its companion for women, Intimacy, How to Get More of It, here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Dating Advice channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jodi, what has been the single greatest achievement you have received out of writing these guidebooks?
Oh, you know, it touches my heart every time I think about it. I had a woman that I knew at work who had been married for about 20 years, and right as the very first book, the book for the guys, was coming out, she came to me about a week beforehand, and she's like, I'm going to divorce my husband of 20 years. And it was just heartbreaking. You could tell she was really upset by this. Who wouldn't be, right? And so the book published, and then I brought her in a copy. I said, look, take this book and just throw it on the coffee table and leave it there. And so she came to me about 2 weeks later, and she said to me, and I it was amazing to me. She said that she was like, I noticed the book disappeared a few days ago. And she's like, and my husband today told me this morning that I looked beautiful. And he's been doing little things the last few days that tie directly to things in your book. And about a month and a half later, she came to me, and she's like, I'm going to give it another try because for the very first time in over 10 years, my husband pays attention to me. And if I died tomorrow, like that would make me, I would know that I had done at least something right in my life because they're still married and it's several years later. And not to say that my book did it. It was just a little kick in the pants that he needed to be able to remember that his wife is lovely and beautiful and kind and that he needs to see her in order for her to feel seen. And so it just warmed my heart.
I understand you're working on a few future projects right now. Tell us about those if you would.
You bet. One of the things that I've been trying to do, of course, my day job keeps me very busy, is I'm trying to put together a fourth book that is all about achieving happiness. And so these are, you know, specific to relationships, the first two books. But this one would be more of an overall book about, you know, things like learning to forgive. And it's so easy to say, and it's so cliche, right? Oh, forgive and forget, you know. But there's actually, I mean, there's a skill to it. You have to really invest a lot to be able to forgive people who have particularly wronged you very badly. So little things like that, as well as some really, they're mouthy, so I won't say them on the air today, but kind of some more playful, fun things that you can do to kind of bring the joy back into your everyday life instead of making everything so serious and everything has such an intense gravity. Let's lighten that up and find joy. And so that's what I'm hoping to be able to finish in the next year or so.
Certainly wish you the best on that. Lastly, tell us one way that relationships can keep things fresh and new and not become boring. Sounds like you've got some good information to tell us about this.
Oh, thank you. I think so much of it is literally just listening to your partner. When I say listening, not just your ears, but with your eyes. Watch your partner's body language. Watch when they tense up. And clearly, if they're tensing up, something's going on. And be aware of that and talk to them about it. I mean, one of the biggest cliches in the entire world is all about communication. But it's cliche for a reason. It's because if you don't learn how to communicate properly with somebody, you're never going to feel like you're really, truly seeing them eye to eye. And so I have a quick little story for you. When my husband and I first got together, and I am a big believer in communication, he looked at me after about a month, and he's like, there has to be something horribly wrong with you. Like, that's a great opener for a conversation. He's like, no, really. He's like, you never seem to get mad. And I said, well, let me tell you, here are the five things that you can do that will turn me from sweet to psychotic in about 3 seconds flat. And I gave him my little list, and I'm like, what are the things that drive you crazy? And he gave me his list, and they were an absolute riot. And so what we did is we right up front talked about the things that make us happy and that make us unhappy. And so we knew going into it, if I do this, he or she is going to be very mad. If I do this, they're going to be happy. And just setting that up from the beginning has made us both so much more content with our lives because we know what not to do. And if it's a deal breaker from the get-go, at least you establish it early on. So that kind of playful, you know, keep it short. You know, it doesn't have to be a dissertation. You know, it's a 5 or 10 minute conversation, and then you set the stage for a really healthy relationship.
Certainly valuable information, and those listening in are certain, and I am certain that they want to get your book. So tell us, where do we get the books? How can folks be in contact and find you online?
You bet. Feel free to go to jodiambrose.com. It's J-O-D-I. AMBROSE.com. There's links to Facebook and Twitter, you know, all the stuff on there. But let me suggest, if you want to get some copies of the books, if you get them on Amazon, they're the least expensive. I have made them as accessible to all people as possible. I never want anyone unable to buy the book because of the cost. So if you're a Prime member, you can get them free. If you otherwise, they're 99 cents for Kindle, and then obviously the print's a little bit more. But that's the best place to get it if you want to save a buck. So check out Amazon first. And I just hope you guys really, if you get the books, that you enjoy them, that they give you a chuckle, and that they really make your life a little bit sweeter every day.
Well, Jody, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Great information. I'm sure the listeners not only enjoyed it, but will take heed to what you've shared today. And thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jody Ambrose, author of two relationship books, For Men, Sex, How to Get More of It, and its companion for women, Intimacy, How to Get More of It. And once again, the website of reference is Jody Ambrose. com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Relationship and Dating Advice channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.